At schools across the state, essential workers are showing up each day to feed their students. This while Illinois classrooms remain closed to contain the coronavirus. As Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports, school cafeteria workers are going into nearly empty school buildings every weekday to prepare meals to go, both breakfast and lunch. And in some places, teachers and administrators are helping with delivery.
Donnell Mahan is an essential employee. She manages the cafeteria inside Chatham Elementary, a K through fourth grade school in the small town south of Springfield. While most teachers and administrators aren't in the building, Mahan is still going to work.
Well, I've always thought that my job was one of the most important jobs in the world.
Mahan says this job is a calling for her. She started her career as a nurse, but she spent the last 29 years working in food service for the Ball Chatham School District. And she's on a mission to feed her students, even when they're not in school.
Because the kids need to be fed. They have to be fed. And so that's why we were there, to provide this.
Each school day, Mahan and two co-workers make pre-packaged meals. Families drive their cars to a door at the back of the school building, and Mahan and her colleagues hand the bagged meals through the driver's side window. She also makes sure she asks if they need more, since not every family can do a pickup every day.
You say, okay, now, is that all you need? And they'll say, well, I say, no, if you need more, please tell us. We told a lady, if you feel like you're not going to be able to come, you know, for 2 days in a row, then we'll give you that to go ahead and, you know, provide for your family. And this person was extremely thrilled.
Other Illinois school districts are also trying to gauge what families need. In Chicago's northwest suburbs, Ben Collins is principal at Maine South High School. In his district, families sign up ahead of time for meals and pick them up. Collins says they may start delivering meals soon. He says it's an evolving situation.
If this continues long term, this is only going to get worse for people who, you know, have food needs.
That's something that's weighing on the minds of school officials across the state. Like Jonathan Green, he's the superintendent of Meridian Community Unit School District. It's a rural district that encompasses nearly 100 square miles in southern Illinois. Families in Green's district are poor. In fact, every student qualifies for free meals from school.
We have to feed all of our kids no matter what. And I mean, I know all the other districts are supposed to feed their kids if they can, but we have to.
And here's how they're doing that. Green and other district staff members ride school buses to neighborhood bus stops where they deliver meals to students. Green worries about his students. He says the community has few resources and just a single gas station between the towns his district serves. But Green is heartened by all the people who want to help.
We're supposed to socially distance ourselves. That just means physical contact. It doesn't mean we can't help each other out and to make sure that we're taking care of the people who are around us.
Green plans to ride the school buses every day to deliver food to his students as long as schools remain closed. Green says at least that way, he'll get to see them. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.